Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. CEO of Des Moines Water Works, Bill Stowe, joins us on today's program to discuss water quality issues and a lawsuit from Des Moines Water Works against three rural counties in the state. First of all, let our listeners know what was really kind of the driving force behind that and really the conversation that has stemmed from that lawsuit.
The background of the lawsuit really involves decades of discussion with industrial agriculture groups, attempts at collaboration, but then a realization a few years ago that a lot of talk but no action and results in terms of environmental protection, and that led us to file a lawsuit against boards of supervisors in three upstream counties along the Raccoon River and their drainage districts that they manage. Ultimately, our objective is to better protect the source waters, the surface waters of Iowa. We see a significant degradation, not only in terms of nitrogen and the impacts from that, like nitrate concentrations, which has been something we've been fighting for 25 years. We have the world's largest nitrate removal facility, but we're seeing other issues begin to emerge. As an example, blue-green algae and cyanotoxins, which is from phosphorus and nitrogen, over-nutrification, too much fertilizer, basically, in the surface waters of Iowa. Continued discussions in a voluntary program like the Nutrient Reduction Strategy, frankly, have failed. And our political leadership in this state, Republican and Democratic, have failed to recognize the public health consequences for the trend line that we're on and the need to take immediate action to better protect the surface waters of the state in a way that ensure that we as water consumers can do that safely and affordably.
Give our listeners an idea of the scope of the amount of water that you're handling every day and the amount of nitrates that you were trying to take out of the water at certain points in that peak planting season.
We serve 500,000 folks in four counties in central Iowa. We produce on a normal day 40 plus million gallons of water. So we're a large utility, water utility, drinking water utility, certainly by Iowa standards and frankly by Midwest standards. We're surface water providers, so we don't drop wells into aquifers. That's not sustainable. There are water quality issues around mineralization when you draw from an aquifer. We've drawn since basically the Civil War from the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers, and we're going to continue to do that. Unfortunately, surface water quality is driven by land use, and in our watersheds, land use is industrial agriculture. And by that, we're talking about row crops, corn and soybeans, but we're also talking about animal feeding operations. And the nitrogen concentrations that we see in the rivers are clearly because of anhydrous ammonia, which is a synthetic fertilizer, but also manure application. A little bit can be from human waste, but frankly, the sewage treatment facilities are so regulated that that is a large contributor. Put all that together, and we have the makings for a very endangered source for affordable and abundant drinking water in central Iowa. We're seeing an economic development impact in that, frankly, our rates continue to go up. And ultimately, the concern is that industrial agriculture isn't accountable for their discharge into the waters of the state. Any other business, whether it's a college, whether it's a tire manufacturer, a window manufacturer, when they discharge from their business into the waters of the state, it's regulated. In Iowa, agriculture is largely, particularly in the water quality world, unregulated. And yet the nutrient reduction strategy, the science about how to approach too many nutrients in our water in the state clearly indicates that 90% of the problem is agriculture. We continue down a path of believing that a voluntary process will somehow reverse that. It will not reverse that on a course that's acceptable to us.
With the ag economy slumping as it has been, what is the message then to farmers who are struggling financially, who are having difficulties maybe putting in those better practices that would help you out? And what would your message be to those that are struggling? How can they get the help that they need?
Well, first of all, agriculture isn't a monolith. There are local foods movements, CSA movements, organic farm movements that are growing and becoming increasingly profitable. Industrial agriculture, that's the large-scaled agriculture with row crops and animal feeding operations. The vagaries of the commodities market that are affecting them, frankly, that is one of the consequences, we believe, of that concentration of resources and a route that's been chosen that we think is questionable in terms of economics and certainly very questionable in terms of its environmental impacts. all of those businesses, or most of those businesses, receive significant subsidies from the federal government. We believe that the receipt of those should be tied to conservation practices. They're not. So the idea that they're on difficult economic times, I'm sorry, is a reality of a business choice that they've made. We believe that the effluent from drainage districts, the water, the farm wastewater coming into the waters of the state should be regulated. Over time, that externality, that cost that's been shifted to water consumers needs to be moved back into the production cycle. And out of that will come a rationalization, a reconfiguration of industrial farming, or choices that we would like to see made towards more organic farming, towards more CSAs, and towards local, more local foods.
Once again, that was Des Moines Waterworks CEO Bill Stowe. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.